A Practical Guide to WordPress and the GPL, Chapter 3, Common GPL-Related Questions. Introduction. It's fairly easy to summarize most key aspects of the GPL, but the rubber hits the road when people come to apply it in practice. For this reason, I've set out below a range of GPL WordPress questions that do or may arise in practice and have sought to answer them. Note that I've deliberately not addressed the question of the extent to which commercial themes may need to be licensed under the GPL. Given the complexity of that topic, I address it in a later chapter. When I use a term like GPL'd theme, I'm saying that the theme has been licensed under the GPL. The questions and some answers. If I modify the core WordPress software or a GPL'd theme or plugin, must I release the source code of the modified versions to the public? If you are using the modified version privately without distribution, then you do not have to release the source code of the modified version to the public. However, as the Free Software Foundation puts it, if you release the modified version to the public in some way, the GPL requires you to make the modified source code available to the program's users under the GPL. If I know that someone has developed a WordPress theme or plugin for private use, can I require that person to give me a copy of the theme or plugin? No, the GPL does not require this. I take a GPL theme or plugin from the WordPress theme or plugin repository, or I purchase a GPL theme or plugin from a commercial provider, and then I modify the theme or plugin for my own purposes. Am I obliged to release my modified version to others? No, you are not obliged to release your modified version to others. Can I sell the core WordPress software for a fee if I want to? Yes, doing so is consistent with the freedoms in the GPL. However, trying to do so would be pointless and unlikely to earn you any money, as everyone knows or could easily find out that WordPress is freely available at WordPress.org. I'm a theme plugin developer. I've put huge effort into writing my theme plugin and I'm going to release it under the GPL, but I want to make sure that everyone who receives my theme or plugin, even if from someone else, is obliged to pay me a licensing fee or notify me that they have it. Can I do that? No. As the Free Software Foundation puts it, the GPL is a free software license, and therefore it permits people to use and even redistribute the software without being required to pay anyone a fee for doing so. Similarly, if someone receives a copy of GPL software, that person does not have to inform the developer that she has it. You are entitled to charge a fee for access to support and later versions, but this is quite different to requiring recipients to pay a licensing fee for merely using the software. I'm a commercial theme or plugin developer. I sell my GPL theme or plugin online behind a paywall. People can only access the theme or plugin files after paying my prescribed fee. Does the GPL allow me to do this? Yes. You are entitled to charge a fee for distributing copies of GPL software. Note, however, that anyone who obtains a copy is entitled to release it to anyone else, with or without charge. The GPL allows this to occur. I'm the same commercial theme or plugin developer mentioned above, selling my GPL theme or plugin online behind a paywall. As a commercial operator distributing a GPL program, am I obliged, for example, if someone asks, to make my theme or plugin available to a member of the public for free? No. However, as noted above, anyone who obtains a copy is entitled to release it to anyone else with or without charge. I've purchased some fully GPL themes or plugins from a commercial theme or plugin provider. May I sell those themes or plugins for my own website for my own benefit, or publish those themes or plugins on my own website and give them away for free? The short answer is yes. Under the GPL, you may do either of these things, or both on separate sites if you were so inclined. Bear in mind, however, that some in the WordPress community are likely to frown on such activity and that you are unlikely to be able to provide, or may not wish to provide, the support that the developer's owners can provide. You'd also need to be careful not to infringe other rights that the commercial theme or plugin provider may have. This important question is discussed in more detail in Chapter 7, Selling ThemeForest Themes Outside of ThemeForest. See the discussion of the third and fourth scenarios. And Chapter 8, Reselling Commercial Plugins. See also Chapter 9, The GPL and Trademarks. I'm happy for other people to use my themes and plugins for free. Indeed, that's why I released them under the GPL and put them in the WordPress theme or plugin repository. I would, however, like to be acknowledged as the author of the theme or plugin in cases where users share the theme or plugin with others or modify the theme or plugin. Can I require that? Yes. As the Free Software Foundation puts it, you can certainly get credit for the work. Part of releasing a program under the GPL is writing a copyright notice in your own name, assuming you are the copyright holder. The GPL requires all copies to carry an appropriate copyright notice. What practical steps can I take if I believe a theme or plugin developer is violating the GPL? You could try to raise the matter with the developer owner in question, with a view to explaining what you consider to be a GPL violation. The core developers of WordPress, to see whether they, as the principal copyright holders, are interested in getting involved, and or the wider WordPress community, with a view to evoking community support. I suggest that raising it with the developer owner in the first instance is preferable to going straight to the WordPress core developers or the wider community, as sometimes an individual developer owner may not appreciate what the GPL requires in a particular situation or may have an explanation that meets your concerns. All this said, if your concern relates to not licensing a theme or plugin under the GPL, I suggest it's important to note that the extent to which themes and plugins must be licensed under the GPL is a thorny and controversial issue that I'll be addressing in relation to themes in a later chapter. There is unlikely to be a single definitive answer to this question which applies to every single theme and plugin.